It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. This is the intro jingle. This is the K-pop DevOps show with Eric Nam.
Alright guys, ladies and gentlemen, K-pop, Tebok fam, what's up? It's Eric Nam, and we have a very, very special guest here today. I'm excited to introduce this young gentleman. His name is Jacob from The Boys.
Woo! Hello, I am Jacob from The Boys.
Yeah.
Yes.
Alright, so, you know, recently what we've been doing is kind of going into interviews blind, right? So it's like a real conversation of just me getting to know you. Okay. So I didn't do too much research. I didn't, you know, some fans who are hardcore fans would be like, I can't believe he asked this question, but it's because I don't know anything about you.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. Thank you for coming on the show.
Oh, no. Thank you for having me and us.
Yeah. I'm excited to have you here. Let's just get into it. You know, for people who may not be familiar with you, right? We're going to talk a little bit about your life, where you grew up, how you got to Korea, your passions, stuff that you want to share, whatever it is.
Okay.
But like Diane was saying, think of us as like the cool, I'm going to say the cool uncle, not the crazy uncle. And that's what we do here. But I mean, have you heard this show before at all?
Oh, of course. Yeah. Watch it on YouTube a lot.
Yeah. We've made it, guys. They know who we are.
And it's just fun to watch because everyone's just so chill and the atmosphere so chill. So yeah, still nervous, but okay.
Wait, why are you nervous? Why are you nervous? Let's get it. Why are you nervous?
To be honest, talking in English, of course it's my first language, but we've been doing it so much in Korean that it feels like it's more awkward talking in English right now.
Okay.
So,
yeah. All right. Well, if you want to jump into Korean, I'll translate for you.
Oh, no, that's okay.
But
I got this.
Yes. But anyways, all right, let's jump into it. So welcome to the show. We're excited to have you here.
Thank you.
And I know so many fans are really excited to have you here as well. I guess to start it off, how have you been? How are you?
I am good. We're just always practicing, trying to improve ourselves. Well, dance-wise and just whatever hobbies we have as well. We're just continuing to do that. And we just finished up… What did we do yesterday? Sorry. I got confused. We just got an award.
Oh, for what?
Yeah, Best Performance.
Congrats.
Group. Male group. So we're very thankful for that. Yeah. So we're preparing for that. And now that we're finished that, we're going to just carry on to our next goal.
Nice. Nice. Well, I mean, let's talk about it. So when did… you were born in Canada.
Yes, Toronto, Canada.
Canada. I have a habit of calling it Canada. And let's talk about your family, where you grew up. You grew up in Toronto. You have mom, dad, siblings, dog, cat. What's up?
I have an older brother. Yeah. He currently lives in LA. He was working in New York and then Boston, and now he's in LA.
Okay.
And he has a dog right now, and he named it after me and Kobe Bryant.
Oh, so what's
so Kobe, Jake? Because my fans,
okay.
Our fans, they call me Kobe.
Oh, really?
Because Jake Kobe.
So
my brother has a dog named Kobe, and Kevin on Oh, am I allowed to say
what?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we can talk about Fiji water. Fiji water.
Anyways,
we can talk about anything.
Yeah, and then on V Live, Kevin said my brother replaced me with a dog. That kind of hurt.
I mean, it's, you know, it's fine. You can't physically be next to him, so
exactly.
You'll never be replaced, except
and,
maybe sometimes.
Yeah. My mom's living in Toronto.
Okay.
And then my dad's here in Korea. So we're all kind of split
apart. Yeah. Cool. What was it like growing up in Toronto?
I had a fun time. I have lots of good memories, especially with my brother, because we were always we stuck around together. Uh-huh. And since he's only 2 years older, we also went to the same school.
Mm.
So, you know, I never really had any problems at school because my brother was there.
Oh, so he had your back.
And like I was friends with his friends and then I was friends with my friends. So it was like there were people I knew everywhere.
So what he's trying to say was he was popular, guys, which is great.
To be honest, I was like, hey, you're Jeff's brother. It's Jeff's brother. But that didn't hurt or anything. I've always had this pride about my brother. He was…
You look up to him.
Always looked up to my brother. That's still cool. So it was nice to always stick around my brother. And then, yeah, I just did a lot of sports.
What did you play?
Basketball and volleyball in school. And then also did rep basketball.
What is that?
They call
like
it rep.
Leagues and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. And so other than sports, I didn't do much until I realized I needed to do something. Because I'm not going to be able to become a professional sports player. So around grade 11, I took guitar class.
Oh.
And I was like, okay, maybe I should try and be a musician. Guitar. So I started taking lessons, doing guitar class. Then I realized guitar is not easy.
No, it's not.
I can like play chords and stuff, but just being able to do those riffs and runs, that wasn't for me. So I attended a hakwon and started just singing. And then I enjoyed it. So I was like, oh, maybe I should just take a year off after I graduate. Just focus on vocals and then go to school for singing and then maybe become a singer. But before that happened, I took an audition for Loen at the time.
Yeah.
And I just somehow ended up here in Korea and became an idol. It was very random to me because I actually wasn't expecting.
Yeah.
Even after I got the call.
Right.
I was kind of hesitant because I had my friends and family in Canada. Mm-hmm. Did not know anything about dance.
Yeah.
I was like those just 1-2 step clap, 1-2 step clap.
Dude, I could 1-2 step, but I couldn't clap. That's too much. That's three things. I can 1-2 step. The clap threw me off all the time.
So when I went to audition, that's actually what I did. They're like, can you dance for us? I was like… So I was like, okay, I didn't pass. It was just a good experience.
Yeah.
And then I was going to go back to life.
Uh-huh.
But they gave me a call.
Uh-huh.
They're like, yeah, we'd like to see you in Korea. And I was actually very hesitant to go. But my mom, she seemed very happy and proud.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, maybe if this goes well, I can, you know, make my family proud.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much the reason I'm here and the reason I'm still going.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure you're making them proud every day, you know. Anyways. So cool. Like, but I'm curious because like, you know, your mom seems to have been very supportive of you pursuing music, you know, doing guitar lessons, doing vocal lessons, even taking a year off after high school. I don't feel like that's a very common thing for people to do.
Right.
Right. Like, how did you come to that decision and were your people supportive of that?
British Airways is proud to welcome you to our home, to the thrills of London and the hills of Scotland, to delicious roasts and stunning coasts. Then explore Paris and Madrid and roam around Europe. Devour the art and savour the food, or just shop and shop until you flop into bed. Take off to Britain and beyond. Book now for 2021 and change later with our flexible booking options. Terms apply. Visit ba.com for details.
My mom's been very supportive of what just I want to do ever since I was young. I always told her I didn't know what I want to do and she didn't really force me to do anything. And I've always taken like piano classes and then I was like, okay, I don't think this is for me. And then I tried clarinet and I was like, okay, maybe this isn't for me. And then I took drum lessons, guitar lessons and everything. She's always just let me do what I wanted to try and just find what I would like to do, not really just what I like have to do
once
I grow up. So she's always been supportive. I was kind of sorry to her because I kept like quitting every month before, you know.
I could see that. But that was, you found what you liked.
Right.
You know?
So I'm very thankful for this opportunity because to be honest, I'm the type to… really stop doing something mm-hmm. if I don't really like it, mm-hmm. which is why I was always back and forth. And it was the same with dance at mm. the beginning when I came here. Mm. I was like, okay, I don't think I can pull this K-pop dance. I thought I'd be here just playing guitar and singing. Yeah. But since I'm preparing for a dance group, I was like, Mom, I don't think this is for me.
Yeah.
But for the first time, she wasn't like, okay, you should come back. She got mad at me and she was like, it's only been a month and you're trying to give up.
Right.
And then after that, I was like, okay, let's keep trying and keep trying. And then all of a sudden, dance became part of my life. Uh-huh. I really enjoy it. So the moral of the story is don't quit too fast. You might actually enjoy something you don't like if you keep trying for more than a month.
Okay, I don't know about you, but when I first got like my very first dance lessons while I was on this audition program,
right,
they made me do this thing called up-down.
That was my first lesson.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That stuff is horrible.
Yeah, it hurts.
It hurts so bad. So pretty much what it is, for people who don't know what this is, in Korea they just call it up-down.
Up-down.
They just kizzle up-down, they up-down. And I'm like, what? Literally, it's like you bending over back and forth over and over with like a step. It's like a 1-2 step. And you just do it for hours on end. And I remember after the first day I did it, I couldn't walk the next day.
Same. What? Actually, my first teacher was one of the members.
Oh, really?
So I was just walking on the treadmill, and then one of the staff, they were like, "Okay, this is one of your members. He's gonna teach you."
Who was the member?
Hangnyeon.
Oh, Hangnyeon. Okay.
Yeah. So he was. They were like, "Okay, he's gonna teach you like the basics." I was like, okay, and then he was teaching me the up down. Oh. I was like holding it. It's like he was teaching me the position when it's down. But like I was holding it for like 30 seconds, like shaking.
It's painful.
Like, oh my gosh! And the next day, yes. Whole body was sore.
Painful. Oh man. Yeah. If you guys want to learn K-pop choreography, learn up down for 3 weeks straight.
Yes. And then you have the isolations.
Yeah.
And then the waves.
And then I said I quit. And I was like, I'm done. I'm just gonna sing. Okay. But okay. So how did you end up auditioning for Loewen? Was it online or how did that happen?
So the Hagwon, I can't think of Hagwon in English.
Hagwon is like academy.
Academy, I was just taking vocal lessons at. It's like a Korean academy. Uh-huh. So whenever there were auditions, whether what K-pop star,
Superstar K, whatever.
Yeah, JYP, SM, all those auditions. They ask the people if they want to go.
Mm.
So Loewen audition came up and they thought, you know, it'd be good to give it a shot. So they asked me and first I said no, but then I ended up going, which now I'm grateful for.
Changed your entire life?
Yes, if I didn't, I don't know what I'd be doing, honestly.
You got a purpose. Everybody has a purpose.
Right.
So what year did you end up coming to Korea?
2015, month of July.
So it's been just over 5 years now.
Yeah, just over 5 years.
So you get here and then you go immediately into training, I guess, right?
So they said they're going to see how I do for 2 months before they officially sign me like as a trainee.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay. But like I thought I'd get like a week to adjust with like my family or something in Korea because there's jet lag. There's new culture. They're like, okay, you can come in starting tomorrow. So I went and then started doing the up and downs. And started hurting my body and… Yeah, so it was very fast paced, but luckily or thankfully, I'm kind of good at adjusting to my environment.
Yeah,
I'd say. So I didn't have too much of a tough time adjusting to the new culture, to the new schedule.
That's good.
So yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so you get here, you trained for what? 2-3 years. You guys debuted
2017.
Okay.
December. So it would be
almost 3 years.
Almost 3 years.
Okay.
Two and a half.
So you trained for like 2.5 and you debuted and you've been working for about 2.5.
Yeah, so it's been 5 years. Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
I know time flies, right?
Yeah.
What was it like adjusting to trainee life? Did you get along with everybody? Were all the members already set? What was that like?
So I think I'm like the middle member. So when I first came, around 4 or 5 of our members weren't there yet.
Okay.
So, but they're all very… They're all very nice and warm. So I was kind of grateful because as soon as I came, they're teaching me
up down
dance, and then they're teaching me like just other things that I would need to know. Yeah. And then there was Eric who actually came 2 weeks before me.
Okay,
but I thought he was already being, he was like the first member here because he was like close with everybody and he was talking with everybody. Like he was so, he just has that thing where he just gets close with everyone really fast. So I thought he was one of the original like first members, but he came 2 weeks before me. I was like,
okay,
wow. Oh, kind of jealous because I'm the quiet type. Okay. It takes a while to get close to people. So there are actually some members it took like a month to start getting close with. So
what was your first initial impression of Eric?
Eric?
Yeah.
Oh, Eric. Hmm. Very loud. Very friendly. Very loud, very friendly. And I knew he was the 막내. So
just from the start.
Yeah. He just had a baby face and everything. Yeah. But he's cool.
Okay. Cool. So you also have the nickname Sweet Boy.
Yes.
In the group, right?
Yeah.
How did this happen? Obviously, you're a very nice dude.
Thank you.
And you seem very a little soft spoken.
Yeah.
And like you were just saying, you're a little more reserved. But like, you know, I feel like Korea and Korean groups, they always have, everybody has to have a nickname.
Yeah, that's pretty much the reason. So before we debuted, we all, you know, find our own kind of nickname kind of thing that suits us.
And then you wrote down, I'm Sweet Boy.
So I wrote Sweet Voice. Yeah. But then there's times I just say Sweet Boy.
Okay.
You know.
There you go.
But more because when I sing, a lot of people say I have like a comforting sweet voice. So I just use Sweet Voice.
Yeah. That's pretty good. I like that.
Thank you.
If people were like, what's your nickname? I don't know what I would put. I think Diane would put Psychopath, but… Stop.
No.
Look, I'm wearing Birkenstocks again. I ain't no 동네 삼촌, alright? I'm 동네 아저씨. Get it right. Alright, so… Speaking about, I guess, your music and voice kind of stuff. Like, you know, you're in a group. You have a lot of members. That means when you break it down… You may not have a lot of time per song,
right?
Depending on the song,
right?
But if you were to do something where you could do any type of music, any type of song that you wanted, what would you want to do? And like, who are some of the musical influences that you've had growing up? Who do you look up to?
So, when I was very young, I just enjoyed every type of genre. I would listen to rock here and there. I would listen to rap. I would listen to pop. But I guess when I started music. I started guitar, so I liked a lot of Ed Sheeran, Tori Kelly.
Okay.
So more of the acoustic artists.
Yeah.
So I think that's really influenced my style of music as well. So I do a lot of songwriting with the guitar as well.
Okay.
And in the future, I'd like to do that kind of music as well.
Okay.
So I've been able to here and there show and perform. Songs with Kevin or by myself, acoustic versions.
Yeah.
So thankful for that opportunity, but hopefully in the future be able to release some more of my stuff and just show my colors.
So. Yeah. I mean that's cool. I guess, you know, I feel like if you're as a solo artist, like I can pretty much, I always had issues with like my label of like I want to do this music and they're like, you're going to do ballads. And I say, I hate ballads. And like, no, but you're going to pretend like you love ballads. And then I say, okay. And then, like, we had to progress to a point where I can do the music that I want to do.
Right.
As a team or as a member of the boys, like, what would you like to try in the future as a group? Like, what… And you guys have been around for almost 3 years now. So you've done a lot of different types of projects. You guys did Road to Kingdom with a bunch of different… I don't know how you guys did that still because that had to be really difficult and congratulations.
Thank you.
But like what kind of stuff would you like to see as a group to be able to do? And I feel like you guys are still so young. There's so much potential for more.
Right. We've actually done a lot of different kinds of concepts, mm-hmm. whether with the title or on Road to Kingdom or even our B-side tracks.
Yeah.
They're all very different. Mm-hmm. So we've tried a lot of different styles. But I'd say we still haven't done a lot of like more of the… How do you… more mature…
Sexy.
Yeah, sexy.
Is that what you're trying to say?
Something along those lines. Yeah, because we thought, you know, maybe we could do that once we're like into our third, fourth year, which is coming up. So hopefully we can start doing those kind of styles as well.
You go from the boys to the men.
The men.
And everybody starts talking like this. Sorry. What's up, Tebok fam? So whether you guys are working from home, working on your fitness, whatever you're doing, whatever you're listening to, you want to be the one that's listening to it, not your roommates, your neighbors, your mom, dad, your brother, sister, significant other, whoever it is. You want to listen to what you're listening to. So everybody needs a great pair of wireless earbuds. But before you drop hundreds of dollars on a pair, check out wireless earbuds from Raycon. They are half the price of any premium wireless earbud on the market with really, really good sound quality. Their newest model is called the Everyday E25 Earbuds. They're the best ones yet with 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, more bass, and a more compact design that gives you a nice noise isolating fit. So yeah, these are perfect for your conference calls, for binging podcasts, watching Netflix, whatever you're doing, you can use these for them and kind of not be disturbed. The company was co-founded by Ray J, and celebrities like Snoop Dogg, Melissa Etheridge, and Brandy are obsessed with Raycons. Now, if you want a pair of Raycons, you can get them at 15% off at buyraycon.com/kpop. So you can get the latest and greatest from Raycon at buyraycon, B-U-Y Raycon, RAYCON.com/kpop. Just for our Tebok fam listeners. So check them out, Raycon Wireless Earbuds at buyraycon.com/kpop. Okay, so now, if you have them in, we're going to go back to the show. Let's go. K-pop Tebok. Let's get it. What is, you know, coming to Korea, I feel like if you've been born and raised in outside of Korea, moving to Korea is can be difficult.
Right, right? For sure.
It can be culturally, linguistically… in many ways difficult. What were mm-hmm. did you have any struggles there or what was that like for you?
Of course language was a big struggle.
Yeah, how was your Korean?
So I was able to speak a bit because my mom doesn't know English.
Okay.
So I talked to her in Korean, and I also went to a Korean church where a lot of the people, even my friends, they came from Korea
mm-hmm.
and couldn't speak English.
Yeah.
So I would speak in Korean, but I didn't know how to read or write. So it was just the speaking Korean.
Yeah.
So I used to come to Korea a lot for vacations and I remember driving by and Korea has a lot of signs.
Oh yeah.
And I would practice reading those signs, but the car's moving, not even at a fast pace, but before I could read like the two words,
it's gone.
The car passes by. I just remember struggling with reading a lot. But then I decided, oh, maybe I need to learn to read and write. Just who knows, just in case. Yeah. So I would text my friends and be like, I'm only going to speak Korean. If I get something wrong, can you fix it for me?
Right.
So I started writing and reading Korean. It helped a bit. And then I came to Korea. And I guess just living in Korea, only being able to speak Korean, it makes you improve much faster. So yeah.
Nice.
But when I first came, that we were doing like acting lessons and stuff. And I couldn't read it. But then we had to memorize it.
Uh-huh.
So I couldn't do anything.
Uh-huh.
Looking back, I feel like I've improved a lot. So
that's good.
Yeah. I can at least read without stopping.
Now, here's a question. Do you remember any of the lines that you memorized from your acting class?
One.
Can you act for us real quick? That acting class.
Okay. Okay, so it's like…
Focus. Find your sense.
Focus. 무사무휼! That's the only thing I remember.
That was great!
Woo!
That's an Oscar for you. Yo, Parasite, move out of the way. He's coming for your Oscar.
Remember, we would do that like in character. And like just keep trying not to laugh because we're all doing it together.
What was it like? It's like a sword fight or something? What was the situation? I don't even know what that means.
I don't either. Just reciting it. But it's like one of those the older movies.
Sam,
then he was like a bodyguard? I don't even know. I don't know what the situation was. But we were just trying to get in character.
I mean, I'm glad that you learned that one line.
Yes.
And I really hope we can see more of it in the future.
I'll practice more.
So what is your goal? What is your dream? Like, what is your aspiration? I feel like oftentimes when you're in the middle of everything, it's easy to lose sight of why you started, right, what you're going for. And so I like to ask that question because sometimes I feel like it leads to a deeper conversation, or like for some people, they're like, actually, I haven't thought of that in a very long time. Mm-hmm. But I was just curious, like, what is your goal? What do you hope to do? Like, what is the dream?
Well, right now, the number one focus is for the boys, right, to become more well-known and mm-hmm. just be able to make more music together. Mm-hmm. But then I guess later on, mm-hmm. I want to be able to just make my own music and share my story mm-hmm. and also just try and make music that can comfort others. Mm. That's something I've always wanted to do, mm-hmm. Whether it's with the lyrics or the melody. Mm-hmm. So that's still something I focus on whenever we have time to just do our own stuff. Mm-hmm. I'll try to write songs.
Nice.
And yeah. But right now, my biggest goal is just the boys. So
The boys. Cool. I mean, what do you guys have stuff that you want to do? Like, I mean, I feel like, especially with Road to Kingdom and all these different things, like, you guys just keep steadily coming up. What is like a next goal that you guys have as a team?
Next goal? Well, we wanted to hold a concert.
Yeah.
Offline concert.
So sad.
In Korea. Uh-huh. We did a fan con.
Uh-huh.
But we wanted to hold like an official uh-huh. concert. But that's on hold right now. So we're just gonna prepare for a comeback
uh-huh.
and hopefully be able to show good results.
All right. Do you stay in touch with like people back at home and friends, and or have you kind of lost touch?
Friends is kind of difficult.
Yeah.
Because I have all their old numbers. It's just I have Kakao and they have WhatsApp. They have iPhone. And I'm not even iPhone.
What? I mean, that's fine.
So I can't like iMessage them.
Yeah.
So I don't have many ways to interact with my friends. But my family I keep in touch with.
Yeah.
And
That's cool.
I actually have like a few friends that downloaded Kakao.
To talk to you.
Yeah. But then I don't get a reply because they don't use it.
So. Yo, send a message to your friends. Tell.
Hi friends. You don't have to Kakao. I'll WhatsApp you.
Okay, there you go. All right. One last like kind of deeper question before we get into some lighter stuff, right?
Okay.
So in your identity film, Generation Z, you talked about how you tend to be kind of negative to yourself.
Right.
But very positive to others. So, I mean, I guess, could you give us a little like an anecdote or an episode of like, you know, on that?
Yeah. By being negative, it's not like… like, oh, you're horrible. Like, you're the worst. Not like that negative. It's more like… I've just always had low self-confidence. I'd say ever since I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess… even when people around me… they're like, oh, your dance is so good. Oh, your singing improved so much. I'll say thank you. But like, in my mind, I'm like, no. I'm not close to where I need to be. I don't think this is good enough.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it's honestly bad negativity. It's just I'm just always…
you're just very humble. Oh, let's call it humility. It's not… let's not call it negativity. Let's call it humility.
Humility. Okay. Right? So yeah. That's why when I go on stage to perform…
mm-hmm.
I always like get so nervous because I'm not confident and stuff. Uh-huh. So that's something I'm trying to overcome.
Uh-huh.
So yeah. But… it's been helping because a lot of people have been saying good things and helping me. So yeah.
Well, dude, it comes. It comes with time. It comes with experience. I mean, I think it's… as a humble, I think it's fine to be hard on yourself because it forces you to improve.
Right.
But you're doing well.
Thank you.
like,
got a compliment.
I thought about this the other day. I was like, man, every time I'm on stage, I'm like, I'm definitely going to mess up. I'm definitely going to mess up. I'm definitely going to forget a lyric. I'm definitely going to have a big split in my throat when I say, well, I like this. But then I, even during concerts, I've gotten to the point where I'm just like, I'm human, mm-hmm. you know, like I could try my best. I can do whatever the hardest I can. I could practice forever, but like mistakes happen. And that just, for me, I use that as like, oh, that happened. So let's not do that ever again. But I feel like you're already on that way. Like wise beyond your years to be using, again, not negativity, but right. humility to continue improving. So that's awesome. No,
thank you.
Yeah, that's Yay. Exciting. All right, we have some fan questions for you.
Oh, okay.
All right, this is from Jewy Bees. I don't know how to pronounce that. Jacob, I really loved your Bozzy cover. Can we hear about the behind the scenes process? Did you have any input in the video? Yeah.
So we're doing this thing called A2 Boys. So it's where each of our members show, I guess,
different
individually uh-huh. their colors. And I was the first one to start. Okay. And I covered Bozzy, I Fly. The behind the scenes of that, I did an acoustic live version. Mm-hmm. So I sang it on set. But it wasn't supposed to actually be that. It mm-hmm. was, I actually recorded it. Did
pre-recorded
new tracks.
Everything.
Okay. I hit new tracks and played the guitar and with our producer. Yeah, kind of made a song more. What's it called? Korean. English,
say it in Korean.
Yes.
Let me know.
Like more umoni.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You wanted to mix and master. You wanted to sound like a proper…
Yeah, like a proper release.
Yeah.
But we were talking with the kamdongnim that mm-hmm. was filming it. And he wanted it… He thought playing it live acoustic will match the atmosphere more.
Yeah.
So I actually like practiced during 새벽 guitar. Because when I record, I just play the chords for like…
Dun, over dun, and over. Dun, dun, dun. Yeah.
And then I just repeat.
Yeah.
Repeat. I just…
Yeah.
So I didn't really have to play it while singing it. So learning to sing it with the guitar while playing it…
It's not easy.
It wasn't easy. Especially since it wasn't something I was practicing like for a long time.
Right,
it was
right,
just
right.
Two or
right.
3 days. And then I recorded it. But I guess the fans really enjoyed it. So happy about that.
That's awesome. That's, yeah. Why did you choose that song? Any particular reason?
I'm a big fan of Bozzy. Mm. I love the sound of his songs. And so I just had a cover of it. I just did my own cover mm-hmm. and then showed it to the company. Mm. And they liked it. So they're like, okay, we can start with this.
Nice.
And maybe we can do different ones next time.
Okay.
So still waiting for that.
All right. Sounds good. We'll look forward to it. All right. This is from Neo Got My Back. How do you feel you've evolved since you debuted? And do you feel like there are things you've learned about yourself or new goals that you have now that you didn't know or have before? Hope you guys know how loved you are. We're excited for this comeback, is what they wrote.
Oh, thank you. So I would say from debut till now.
Yeah.
Just the things you've experienced. Uh-huh. Say experience is very important.
Mm-hmm.
Just going to the music broadcast and performing, just knowing how everything goes and, you know, how the camera hits you and everything.
Yeah.
I think just experience really helped me being able to perform more comfortably
mm-hmm.
and just really try to show my stage presence.
Yeah, yeah. Because
like when you first debut, you're just waiting
you don't
for
know
that.
Anything.
You're waiting for that red dot.
Yeah.
And like, oh yeah, I got it. But now, without really thinking of that, you just concentrate it and red dot, boom. And then it's kind of…
It's like playing a game.
Yeah.
It's kind of singing and then you look out for it and you just kind of stare at it.
Yeah. So I'd say just performance-wise, I've been able to really change the way I see how to perform. I feel like after Road to Kingdom and during Road to Kingdom… That's really helped me improve as a performer.
Mm-hmm.
And goals I have now for dance. When I first debuted, my thought was, let's not be a burden to the team.
Mm.
let's just match this perfectly so our picture becomes more powerful and more 갈굼이. But right now, honestly, one of my goals is to be one of the dancers that can shine on his own as well. Okay. And really be one of the reasons why the performance is more boom. Or it's not coming out properly.
I can't wait to see your performances more boom. I'm very excited for that.
But so, because when I first… So I didn't know how to dance when I was a trainee. And then when we debuted, I still wasn't really confident. I wasn't ready. And I feel like I was still lacking in many ways, which I still am. But I think I've been able to steadily improve my dance. And hopefully I can mark my name in the boys dance line.
All right. Yeah. Well, there you go.
Working on it.
We'll get there very soon. All right. So just in case we missed anything, we have a lightning round for you. All right.
Oh, ready? Lightning.
Favorite variety or reality show?
I'm sorry. I don't really watch a lot of stuff.
Okay. What do you watch? Anything you watch in particular?
I watch a lot of basketball videos.
There you go. Who's your favorite team?
Toronto Raptors.
There you go. All right. First K-pop artist or group you ever stand? He's been first like, Sateji.
No. I actually might be.
What?
Eric.
It's that one.
No.
Me?
Because as a trainee…
Yeah.
I was looking for songs to practice. And I came upon… one of your songs.
Okay.
Stop the Rain.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, I really like his voice and this music. And I'm the type, if I like the song of one artist, I don't stop there. I actually check the other songs. And then I started really enjoying your songs. So.
Thank you, sir. It's an honor.
I still listen to it time to time.
Thank you. Yes. That people… You know what's very surprising about that song? That was the first song that I wrote and released. Stop the Rain.
Oh.
So it was like a song that I had held on to for years. My company was like, no. I was like, please let me put this out. And I snuck it onto the album. But it's one of, oddly enough, the most requested songs that I get.
Oh.
So thank you. That's really cool.
Love that song.
I appreciate it. Man, I feel so special. I feel now he has to come back on. All right. Between the two, I know you're working very hard on both, but singing or dancing, which do you prefer? Which do you like better?
It's still singing.
All right.
Yes. Still all right. Singing.
Favorite subject in school?
We had basketball classes. That count?
So math.
Oh, I enjoyed math as well.
I hate math. I suck at math. Basketball class. All right. Are you a early bird or night owl?
Used to be night owl. Now I'm early. Oh, actually, I don't… It's like I'm neither.
You just… Whatever. Anytime.
It's just… Our schedule is very random.
Right.
And I just sleep and wake up…
Whenever
according
you
to that schedule, so…
Okay. Your favorite sport? I think it's going to be basketball.
Basketball all and right. then volleyball.
And volleyball.
Yeah.
All right. Are you an introvert or extrovert?
Introvert.
All right. Favorite song to listen to nowadays?
Favorite song to listen to nowadays… The Boys Checkmate.
All right. The Boys Checkmate. Get that self-promotion. If you could collaborate with one artist in the world, who would it be?
Right now?
Mm-hmm. Stop. No.
Eric.
No. Okay. One artist except Eric.
Oh, really?
We can collaborate anytime. Just let me know.
Oh, sweet. Okay. So, I'll go with Bozzy.
Bozzy. All right. Yes. Cool. Your fans are blank.
Fans are… Extraordinary.
K-pop Taebak is…
K-pop Taebak is… Taebak.
There you go. Yeah, so simple.
It's already there.
All right. Now, to wrap things up, we have two questions from your incredible teammates. Kevin and Eric are here. They've been watching the entire time. And…
Oh no.
There's a lot of questions here. I'm trying to think of which ones to give you. All right. Jacob… What is the most amount of cereal that you have eaten in a day?
Oh, let's… I think it was that one time… You know, Korea sells those really big cereal bags? They're like…
Like industrial size?
Yeah, they're like this big.
Like Costco… Yeah. Costco's Costco size?
So there was only about half left, which is still
Huge amount, which is like a pound.
And I was like, what if I just pour the milk in here?
Into the bag?
Because like it won't spill.
That's when you kind of ask, do I have an addiction to cereal?
I did.
Oh, you did?
I used to have like around 20 something boxes.
Oh my gosh.
But there's too many to eat in time, so I had to throw most of them out.
Oh man.
But I had a cereal addiction. Not anymore.
I feel like I'm watching True Life. I'm addicted to cereal.
So I'm going more to the healthy route. So okay. I'm not addicted to cereal now. But I poured milk into that and then I just ate it.
Yeah. What is your favorite cereal?
At the time it was Crave. Crave cereal. It's not Korean.
That?
It's
Is it a Canadian?
No. Yeah, it's like…
Oh.
It's like square shaped and there's chocolate inside. Kind of
cookies with milk.
Yeah, and then when you just eat it, it's not that good. But when it's soaked in milk, it makes it very good. So.
Mm. Mm. All right. This is a question from Kevin to Jacob. Would you shave off your eyebrows if it could earn Kevin a chance to meet Beyonce?
I mean, what kind of meeting? That's important.
We can't qualify it. No qualifying
right
now.
It's just like a high?
It's just a very simple… It's whatever you think it is.
I mean, why not?
Ooh.
Why not? I mean… It's honestly one of Kevin's… Probably one of his biggest dreams. And if me looking funny for like… A few months will help. Years?
For a year.
I can grow my hair. So like…
Just, you can get a
tattoo. You can tattoo eyebrows in. For a little bit.
It's not permanent, right? So…
Okay. Next question. If you could permanently shave off… I'm kidding. All right. Okay. But anyways… Jacob, first of all… Thank you so much for coming on the show.
No. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Absolutely. I feel like I've gotten to know you much better… Because I literally did not know you very well before. But I'm so glad that we got to meet. And I really hope that whoever's listening, your fans, the Tebok fam, get to know you, will cheer you on and your personal dreams, but also the boys. If you want to say anything to anybody in the world, to the fans, to whoever's listening, any message, now's the chance.
Anyways, thank you for tuning in. I'd like to say right now, of course… It's not the best situation, but I'd like for you guys to stay strong. Make sure to stay healthy. And, you know, if there's anything you want to pursue, you know, just stay strong. Don't give up. And if you're one of those people like me who don't know what they want to do and there's no time left, I'd say, you know, don't stress out too much and just maybe try to find something you really enjoy and maybe you can… Go on from there. So, stay happy, stay healthy, stay hungry.
There you go. All right, Jacob, thank you again for joining us. If you guys enjoyed this, please go ahead, check out the full video episodes on youtube.com/divepods. You can also find us youtube.com/divestudios and wherever platforms you get your podcasts from, Apple, Spotify, whatever. Subscribe. Leave us a nice rating and review. Also, please consider becoming a Patreon of ours so you can support our tiny little family at Dive so we can keep doing cool things like this. So, everybody, please stay healthy, wear a mask, wash your hands. And if you don't mind, Jacob, could you improvise an outro jingle for us?
Outro jingle?
Yeah, anything. With your beautiful, sweet voice.
Oh.
Thank you. Have a good week.
No, I'm kidding. Okay. Huh.
Yeah, we could use that. Or if you want to do something, okay. It's up to you.
Tebak with Erin now. Ching.
Yeah. Have a good week, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Outro! Thank you for listening to K-Pop Tebak with Erin now.
British Airways is proud to welcome you to our home, to the thrills of London and the hills of Scotland, to delicious roasts and stunning coasts. Then explore Paris and Madrid and roam around Europe. Devour the art and savour the food, or just shop and shop until you flop into bed. Take off to Britain and beyond. Book now for 2021 and change later with our flexible booking options. Terms apply. Visit ba.com for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.